It's been prompted by a leap in complaints about intimidation since the Israel-Hamas war broke out. A man with brain damage who says he was pressed into making a false murder confession more than 30 years ago will try to overturn his conviction later. Oliver Campbell was found guilty of shooting a shopkeeper in East London in 1990. The now 53-year-old explains what freedom will feel like if his conviction is quashed.
The choke train will come off. What's been around my neck for like the last 33 years.
Around 15,000 farmers are expected to protest in Cardiff this lunchtime over post-Brexit changes, but they're asked by police to leave their tractors at home. Proposed new rules would force 10% of land to be given over to tree planting. Deputy President of the National Farmers Union Cymru, Abby Reader, explains its impact.
There could be as much as an 11% cut in jobs directly on farm, which we estimate at 5,500 people. We'll also see a loss of about 122,000 grazing livestock units, which one unit is the equivalent of one cow or about seven sheep. Plus, we could see about 199 million wiped off farm business income.
Councils in England are reporting the number of parents turning to homeschooling has risen sharply since COVID. In some areas, it's more than doubled. Sport: FA Cup holders Manchester City eased into the quarterfinals by hammering Luton 6-2. Erling Haaland scored five of their goals. It wasn't as straightforward for Newcastle, who needed penalties to get past Championship side Blackburn after the match ended 1-1. Here's boss Eddie Howe.
A lot was riding on today's outcome, so I thought the players handled the moment brilliantly. Goalkeeper and outfield players who took the penalties, and big moment in our season.
Leicester beat Bournemouth 1-0 after extra time, and Adele's postponed all of next month's dates of her Las Vegas residency. She hasn't been very well. That's the latest. I'm Anna Bates.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thank you, Anna.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Any mist and fog will lift this morning to leave a dry but mainly cloudy day with just a few bright intervals in places. Spells of rain arriving into the evening, however. Milder day today. 11 degrees is your high. Increasingly breezy night tonight, and skies will remain mostly cloudy. Spells of rain will develop from the west but will clear for most towards dawn. A much milder night than the previous night. 10 degrees is your overnight low.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
It's Mikey's Breakfast on Brentford and Billericay's Phoenix FM, exactly 3 minutes past eight. Then on Wednesday, 28th of February, songs on the way from Billy Idol and Adam and the Ants, and also the Bell Stars coming up for you. These are all 80s songs because this is 80s at 8. Lyle Stiles. Do you remember them? Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's 8.15 then on Wednesday, 28th of February. So you've just heard three fantastic 80s songs. Billy Idol, Rebel Yell, Adam and the Ants, Goody Two Shoes, and that was the Bell Stars with Sign of the Times. We've got Booker T and the MGs on the way next. Remember that one? Green Onions it is. Mikey and the Red Show. At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM for the Orient Hour. All the news, views and special guests interviews from the Gorn Stadium, Brisbane Road, home of Leighton Orient. That's the Orient Hour every Wednesday, 7 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Taught them how to sing, you know. Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM is 8:24 with Cameo back and forth on the way next.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, let's have a look at this. Red lines, as always. Are you ready? Wilson's Corner, very slow. Ongar Road is slow from the Robin Public House. It's not as bad as it normally is. From there down to Wilson's Corner and back to Doddinghurst Road roundabout is quite slow. Shenfield Road is slowed from Hutton Road to Middleton Hall Lane and back again to Hutton Road traffic lights. Middleton Hall Lane very slow in both directions between Shenfield Road and Ingrave Road. Ingrave Road starts to slow down just before Mason's Wine Bar. That's opposite King George's Playing Fields. From there up to Wilson's Corner and back to Orchard Avenue Button Roundabout by the train overpass area. That's very, very slow in both directions there. That's caused by some roadworks. I think they've got temporary traffic lights here. Seven Arches Road is slow from King George's Splash Park up to Shenfield Common traffic lights and back to the train overpass area. Outside Brentwood Station, the B186 is very slow from Woodman Road up to the King's Road roundabout and back to just past the station. The High Street and London Road is quite slow from the London Road Cemetery right up to Wilson's Corner and back again, quite slow. Outside Shenfield Station on Hutton Road, from Priest's Lane roundabout across to Ingrave Road roundabout. Sorry, across to Alexander Lane roundabout and back again. That seems to be quite slow. Slowest part is directly outside the station. Hanging Hill Lane is slow from Tennyson Road down to St Martin's School and from just before Costcutter Supermarket up to St Martin's School in the opposite direction. Over in Billericay, if I can find it, the map's got all funny. Over in Billericay, the A176 slows down just as you're coming up to the A129 roundabout. And the slowness continues in both directions up to the Sun Street, Chapel Street roundabout, across to the bottom of the High Street and back down into Langdon Road, level with the Billericay School. The bottom of the High Street is quite slow as well, from Lewis Yates down to the Langdon Road roundabout and back. Norsey Road is very slow this morning from Horace Road down to Jackson's Lane and back again, caused by roadworks which are very near St John's Road. And that's it. Other than that, everything else in Billericay is good as well. On the motorways, the anti-clockwise M25 is slow from Junction 26, Waltham Abbey, to Junction 25, the A10. And again, anti-clockwise is slow from Junction 29, the A127, to just after Junction 28, the A12. London-bound M11 is slow from Junction 5, Loughton, through to Junction 4, the A406. A12 London-bound is slow between Junction 21, Whittam South, and Junction 20, Hatfield-Peveril. It's also slow between Junction 22, Whittam North, and Junction 21, Whittam South. A127 eastbound is slow between Rayleigh Weir and Progress Road. A12 northbound is slow from Junction 18 Standard to Junction 19 Boreham Interchange. A127 London bound is slow there between Rayleigh Weir and the Fair Glen Interchange. Over in the corner on Canvey Island, there's slow traffic on Somms Avenue westbound from Central War Road to the A130 Canvey Way. London bound A127 is slow from the A10115 at Kent Elms Corner to Progress Road, and the A13 London bound is slow from the A1012 Stifford Interchange, and that goes all the way to the M25 at Junction 30. And that's your lot. That's all I can see. As always, if you can see a problem and I'm not talking about it, call me and tell me. 01277 2030 32, the number is. And don't forget, if you're in your car, don't touch your phone while the engine's running. It is illegal. You will get caught. It's just a matter of time. We've got another traffic update for you in about 60 minutes.
Phoenix FM.
Get things done.
Blackie's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's 8:35, then 25 to 9 with David Bowie and Bowie. Or I don't know how you want to say it, however you want to say it. Derek and the Dominoes on the way next with Layla. In the studio with me, I've got two lovely young ladies. Good morning, girls.
Good morning, Mike.
This is Jane Bennett and Lisa from Bennett's Funeral Parlour in the High Street. And we've got you in today to talk about the Mental Health Matters podcast, because you're going to be part of it, aren't you?
Yes.
So how does your, it's going to sound really silly, but how does your job, Jane, involve the mental health of people that you work with?
Well, when you have a loss, when you lose somebody who is very close to you, and that may be a friend, it needn't be a relative, then your world is turned upside down, and you often don't know which way to turn. So the importance of us really is to ensure that they have a good funeral and that they're supported by us before the funeral, during and after the funeral as well.
Oh, really? That's, see, that's so you help them with their bereavement as well as just the funeral itself.
Yes, we do. Fantastic. And Lisa will explain about the bereavement support group. And we feel it's important that people are supported, because grief isn't a linear journey.
No, and everybody's different.
And absolutely, everybody is different.
Notoriously, in that situation, anger is a very easy emotion to feel.
Absolutely.
I can imagine there's a lot of anger involved in.
There can be. It all depends. Everybody's different. It all depends on their relationship with that person who has died, and also the circumstances of how they have died. Because if it's expected and that person is elderly, it's often more easily acceptable than somebody who dies suddenly or tragically. So every person is an individual. And they need to recognise the fact that every day is going to be different. They have to take a day at a time, and it may not even be a day at a time. If you're really struggling, take it hour by hour.
Yeah, it is a hard, very hard situation to find yourself in.
It's extremely difficult.
And do you find the people, because it's a hard situation, because you're running a business at the end of the day, aren't you? Is it a hard situation when you meet these people, or... Because it's a very softly approach. It must be. It must be.
We treat each family as individuals. Mm. And some may come into us and literally spend a few minutes and give us very brief details. We can explain what we need, and they might come back again several days later.
Yeah.
Or speak to us on the phone and just go over things very gradually.
Yeah.
And other families might say, right, we want to come in, we want to go through everything. It's as individual as that person who they've lost.
So tell us, Lisa, tell us more about the system that you run with the bereavement mental health. Because it's, as I say, it's a very awkward situation. It's a very difficult situation.
Yes, so the bereavement group, it's called New Era, and we meet once a month on a Wednesday afternoon. And it's a self-supported bereavement group. Lovely, lovely people who've been coming for over 10 years, but some people who are just starting their grief journey, so have only been coming 2-3 months. We're there to, you know, listen, help, you know. Also, some people, it's about getting out and meeting new people, because they haven't got anyone. They haven't got anyone local, you know, to help and support them. So, you know, they might meet new people who can help them along that grief journey. And, you know, someone they can go for a cup of tea or a chat with. We arrange coach trips, you know, lunches. We've got a WhatsApp support group of lots of people in there. So if you've got low days, you know, there's always someone on hand to talk to.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's always somebody there. Because a lot of these people, they live with their partner for years and years. It's 60, 70 years with my mum and dad. And then one of them passes. Well, you know.
It's so difficult.
What's that? It's like someone's pulled the mat away from underneath you. Yeah. You just don't know how to behave anymore. So, Jane, is the counselling before and during, and then afterwards you don't do anything, or do you hand them to the bereavement people and they help them from there?
It isn't counselling as such, so it's just being able to support people and to explain what we will do. So it's hand-holding,
right,
essentially.
Gotcha.
We will explain about the bereavement support group, and then if they're interested in going along, they will speak to Lisa, have a little chat. If they're going to go, then Lisa knows to expect them. We suggest on the first meeting that they attend that they perhaps go with a friend or another family member, because the most difficult part, as with a lot of groups, is walking in through the door.
Yeah.
If necessary, Lisa will meet people outside.
Yep.
And have a little chat to them. I mean, there's occasions, Lisa, where people, you've met them and they just can't go in.
They can't go in. But I think what, you know, once they're in, and sometimes they can just, they're with people who are going through a situation, similar situation to how they're feeling. They've got some understanding, and that just, that helps people because they feel understood.
And it's practical support as well.
Yeah.
Because, as you say, they've had the rug pulled from under their feet. And some women who come along have never looked after finances.
Oh, really? I suppose with the older generation, that would be the case, wouldn't it?
They've never put fuel in their car.
Oh, wow.
And then you have some gentlemen who have never cooked.
Wow. Yeah, that's an older generation, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my word.
So,
but you don't think about this.
You don't think about that, and there are other circumstances where they may have had a circle of friends, but now they don't feel part of that circle because there's only one of them as a couple.
Yeah.
And that's where, as Lisa says, the other people within the group understand. They totally understand. And yes, some people have been coming along to the group for some time, but that's great because they can support those new people coming in.
Yeah.
They can put a hand on their arm and say, I do understand, because they've been through it themselves.
Grief is a very personal thing from my understanding.
Yes.
Going through it with my mother and father. And it's not a set route. Everybody's slightly different. Mm. And it's so important that you feel that grief and get rid of it. Because otherwise, if you bury it in the back of your head, it spikes every now and again.
Yes. Like
it ends up in being road rage or whatever.
Yes.
But it comes out in other ways in the at times that you least expect it to.
And this goes through to the importance of an appropriate funeral.
Mm.
Because by having the funeral, it's a celebration of that life.
Mm.
And it's also closure for the family. It's coming together. It's a ritual.
Yeah.
And rituals are important.
Yeah.
Because otherwise that person has gone, and then what? You do need
something. Yeah, it's important to have that full stop.
Yes, and even you're here in the studio and you play a lot of music, even if a family went to the crematorium or to a chapel within the cemetery and just listened to music, that might be appropriate enough.
Yeah.
But it is making it appropriate for them that's important and helps them with their grief journey.
So that's how you would handle it. With the bereavement counselling as such, it's not counselling, is it? is there a telephone number, or if anybody's listening right now and they want to get in contact because they're feeling this loss?
Okay, so they can contact me at Bennett's in the office about the, you know, the bereavement support. But we've also got the grief chat on our website.
All right.
Which means, you know, you might wake up in the middle of the night, like a lot of people do, and there is, you know, someone there that you can talk to online and
that's share really
your thoughts.
Good idea.
Yeah. So
really
there is that
idea
as well. Which I think is really important, because during the grief journey, especially at the beginning, you might not sleep well. You might just need someone to talk to.
Yeah.
And we're also, you know, being we know how to signpost people who might, some people might need some additional support. So, you know, please just give us a call, because, you know, I can sort of signpost you in the right direction to someone who might be able to really help you.
Fantastic. Right, we need telephone numbers and web addresses now. That's how we're going to finish this off.
Okay, so it's 01277 210104, and that's, my name's Lisa, and just give me a call in the office.
Okay, and the web address is
www.bennettsfunerals.co.uk.
ladies, it's been fantastic talking to you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Billericay's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. So the interviews today on Phoenix on 123 with our lovely Bob. Sue Shaper, Chair of Putten University of the Third Age, will be talking about the organisation and their forthcoming open morning. And tonight with our Nick on Curveballs, Reverend Sun will be in the studio to talk about their new album.
Young guys wear corduroy. Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.